Hello and welcome to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Shelby.
And today we are going to talk about recent watches and reads.
Some old news, random pop culture. If you watch, what is it? Dancing with the Stars. I was going to say so mm-hmm. you can dance, but it's not that. Dancing with the Stars, you know all of the Harry and Riley drama. Well, the latest news is they both unfollowed each other on Instagram, which is actually, I feel like that's always such an immature move.
Yeah. Also, is it a publicity stunt or is it?
Probably. I honestly think it was just to get people to watch, honestly.
Okay.
Another thing, pop culture related is Hailey and Justin Bieber pregnant.
Ayo.
Their pregos, which I'm like, I'm kind of scared for their relationship. Like, are they gonna get divorced eventually?
I like them, but you know, celebrity marriage has a very low success rate.
It's iffy. Do we want to talk about the Met Gala at all?
Well, like I said before, the only thing that I have to say about the Met Gala is that Blake Lively wasn't there, and that is a tragedy.
Yeah, tragedy. Also, Doja Cat coming in a towel. What?
A towel?
A towel? Also, just random. Doja Cat's outfit, whatever you want to call it, at Coachella. The hair. What was that about? Did you see that? Did I ever send that to you?
Yeah, you did.
She's crazy and creepy at the same time. I think she has a demon inside of her.
Okay, well, as you know, we are big consumers. We like to consume a lot of movies, TV, books, all the things. So we have a list of things that we want to briefly talk about, but not things that we want to do a full podcast episode about. So let's just jump right in.
Okay. Should we go to, let's...
Sniffles.
Sniffles. It always happens when we start the podcast. I was like,
because the podcast makes her emotional.
Oh, there's one book that we're gonna kind of talk about that made us emotional. Anyway, let's start with some movies. So as we all know, movies nowadays are not the same. I just feel like they're not as good. No. You know what I mean? But yeah. We watch them and we will be talking about them. So should we start with The Idea of You?
Okay, The Idea of You with Anne Hathaway, what a queen. Like, first thoughts, it was exactly what I expected. Like, super cheesy, super predictable romance movie. Did I enjoy it? Yes, I did. Because I'm a sucker.
What is his name in real life? Because I feel like he looked terrible in the movie, but... Wow, you are speed typing that. Look that up. Oh my gosh. He looked, honestly, I did not think he looked great in the movie. But like when I've seen him in interviews and stuff, I'm like, why do you look so much better?
Nicholas Galitzine.
Oh. And
he is 29 years old, but in the movie he's
what?
24?
He looked way younger than 29. Well, not way younger. How old is Anne?
And Anne Hathaway is 41. In the movie, she's
like 39 or something, right?
Turning 40. Okay. Yeah. So she's about the same age. But she looks so good.
She looks great.
I was shook how young Anne Hathaway looks. I loved her in it. I am on the fence about him.
Same.
He has love eyes. Like, he has flirty eyes, which is why they cast him, I believe. But... I don't know. It was a little cringe.
And he's just like the definition of like a romance male, you know, tall, dark, and handsome. The one thing, I'm sorry, I didn't love this movie, if we're being completely honest, but okay, number one, he comes out in a boy band. And I was like, why does he have to be a part of a boy band? Like, why a boy band? It was so, I was laughing so hard. I just choked on my spit. Hello? I was laughing so hard when they did their first, like, performance. Also, Abe totally guessed it. I had him watch it with me. And I was right. He kind of ruined the movie for me because he was like, this is so dumb. What's happening? But in the very, like, first part, they're in the car listening to this band or whatever. And then Abe was like, oh, the love interest is going to be the main guy of the band. And then here he is, comes out, and it's a boy band. I was like, this is One Direction.
They actually really liked their songs. They sounded like the Jonas Brothers. And I saw an interview where they said, we wanted the music not to sound like music in a movie, but like an actual band. And I think they did a good job. But look, I never said it was a good movie. I said I liked it. Yeah, I liked watching it. But was it a great movie?
Not great. But it was enjoyable. I will give it that. And it wasn't a rom-com, but it did make me laugh. Just for those certain reasons, like the boy band, I thought was just so random. And then towards the end, he makes some like more emo music, and I feel like that was more fitting for him for sure. Like, he should have just been like a single artist, not in this band. And I'm pretty sure some of the actors or whatever that were in the band aren't even singers. They're like more dancers than singers. Because I think I recognize one of them. He, like, is on TikTok a lot doing dances and stuff. And I was like, I'm pretty sure he's just a singer. Just a dancer. He probably does sing a little bit, but not, like, enough for his real voice to be in the movie.
Okay, let's talk about Anyone But You, the movie that came out with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. Mm-hmm. And this
it's on Netflix. Also, by the way, if you want to watch The Idea of You, it's free on Prime.
Yes.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. This is a plug. Please pay us.
Right. Sponsors? Any sponsors?
We are not getting paid. We sure wish we were. Okay. Anyone But You. This movie just had a lot of, like, I had no desire to watch it, but then there was so much publicity and drama surrounding the main actors, and so let's get into that real quick.
Okay, you sent this to me a little bit ago. There was so much drama around them, like, being a couple before the movie even came out, and I even heard rumors that, like, they broke up with whoever they were with at the moment, but I think it was all just not real. Like, it was all just for marketing, for people to come and see their show, because everyone loves when the main characters are actually dating in real life, you know?
Yeah. So basically what happened is, after they filmed the movie, right before it came out, they did a press tour. And on the press tour, there was a lot of media and a lot of interviews, and they had amazing chemistry. People were like, they have better chemistry in these press interviews than they did in the actual movie. And anyways, they're just very flirty. They were seen together in public, like, with their arms around each other. So there was a lot of rumors surrounding, are they dating in real life? But supposedly they have other long-term partners, etc., etc. Then the movie came out, and of course we all watched it.
Yeah.
It was the same.
It was not a great one, but it was still, like, enjoyable to watch and made me laugh. It was kind of stupid humor, but
I cannot in good conscience tell anyone to watch this movie.
Yeah. Definitely not one that I would be like, you need to go see this.
No.
No.
Also, I watched it with Dallin, and he said that Glenn Powell, his face looks like a mouse, and I can't unsee it. Like, his lips are non-existent, and he just has a mouse face. So every time I see him in another movie, I say, oh, it's the mouse face guy.
Oh, that's horrible. I didn't love him in this movie. I feel like this is, like, a role that he just took because he got offered it, and it I don't know. I feel like he's not going to get hired for any more, like, well-known roles like he had in Top Gun. He's just going to now get casted for stupid roles like this. Hopefully not, because I think Glenn Powell's actually pretty good. I mean, I haven't seen him in that much.
He was better than Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
She was so bad.
She's honestly not that good of an actress. Did you know she wrote and directed her own movie?
What?
I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that, but I think she wrote and directed. It's called Immaculate. It's like a scary film. I actually want to watch it, but all of these actors and actresses are coming out with their own things now. It's kind of crazy.
So back to the drama surrounding them. Last thing is, like, this past week, a headline came out saying that they confirmed all of the rumors about them, like, hooking up are false, and that they were just playing into their chemistry for publicity for the movie. And you know what? It worked. So honestly, good on them.
Yeah. And really, the only thing that I want to say about that movie is I want to know where she got all of her swimsuits. Her swimsuits and her outfits were so cute. And I was like, I need to know where you got those. Those are freaking adorable. But they also were like, there to just show off her cleavage. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, she's maybe not the best actress, but she just has an asset that they like to display. So
her part in Euphoria, though, and you haven't seen that. Mm-mm. She was, I actually liked her, Sydney Sweeney, in Euphoria. And I just because of the part that she played, she did really well. She's like this super insecure, emotional character in Euphoria. And there's like this one moment where she has a breakdown and freaks out, and it's hilarious. And I think she did such a good job in that. And that's probably why she's getting all of these roles now, is from Euphoria.
Okay, let's move on. Dune.
Mm-hmm.
Dune. Timothy Shalalala.
And Zendaya.
What is Zendaya's last name? I love those two. I have no idea. Is she like Beyonce? Like, doesn't have a last name?
And like Rice and?
Okay, that's a little different, but yeah. I mean, Rice and is a fictional character, but yes, Shelby.
Not to me.
Just kidding.
He is. He's fictional.
I really wish that I had read Dune. I tried to listen to it, but I didn't get far enough, and it's just a lot of world building. The second movie was definitely more interesting than the first. I think it was a lot more action-packed. What'd you think?
Yeah, the first movie is just, like, all about world building, character building, so it was a little bit slow for me, and then I didn't watch that one in theaters. I watched the second one in theaters, and it was definitely a better experience. That's one of the movies that mm-hmm. I would definitely recommend watching on a big screen.
Yeah.
But I loved the second movie. There were some parts about it that I was like, whoa, what's happening? Like in the first and second, like when they talk in like the weird demon voice, you know? I was like,
the voice.
That was so funny to me. And also the sand dance. When they do the sand dance, I'm like, this is hilarious. Should we make a sand dance TikTok?
Sometimes really, really good books are better in your mind mm-hmm. than they are in movie form. And I think they did an incredible job with Dune. I think it could have been a lot more cringe, but they did a great job with it. But there are those few little details that like make more sense in book form mm-hmm. and in your head. Like, ACOTAR can never be a TV series. No. It just will be so bad.
I think ACOTAR could be, like, an animated. Because we all have this, like, perfect idea of the main characters in our head. And there's really no actor or actresses that will fit those roles perfectly. But I do think that Throne of Glass would be a good TV series adaptation.
Yes, I would like that. Okay.
Are we moving on?
Yes.
The next one I wanted to talk about was The Florida Project. This is just a random one that Abe and I watched recently, and it was actually a pretty good movie. You can watch it on Max, and it was about, it's kind of like nostalgic, like you as a little kid just having fun, playing around. There's this mom, she's a hooker, and she's just like the worst example for her daughter, and you can tell that she wasn't raised in a good household, didn't have a very good childhood, and she probably like accidentally had her daughter. But the little girl is so cute, and she's such a good little actress, and she's just a little shizhead in it. Like, she totally takes after her mother, and it was super cute, and but also kind of heartbreaking, because this young girl, I mean, she's having fun and like making her own like childhood for herself, but she just kind of doesn't live this great life because she doesn't have a very good example as a mother, and her father isn't present. And then in the very end, so she like makes friends along the way and stuff. In the very end, I'm not gonna say like why she has to leave, but she has to leave just in case you want to watch it. She has to leave, and she goes over to one of her friends' houses and is like, I have to say goodbye, and I can't say goodbye to you, I can't do it. And she's like bawling, and we were almost crying. And then she grabs the friend, like kind of has a mini panic, and grabs the main girl's arm, and they just start running. And then they run clear to Disneyland and just like get in the park. And it was just so funny because you're like, oh, they ran to the happiest place on earth. And I was dying laughing. And it was like almost like 5 minutes of them just running Disneyland. It was hilarious. But I actually really, really liked that movie.
So you would recommend?
I would recommend. But it is, there is like swearing and stuff. And it is kind of hard to watch, honestly. And then the other one that I watched recently, I would not recommend this one. Unless you are extremely into scary movies. It's called Talk to Me. You can watch it on Hulu. And oh my gosh. So you honestly should just watch this. Just so we can both be traumatized together. It's like, I don't get scared super, super easily. But this one, I had a hard time like falling asleep after watching it. So there's this, and it's a little bit demonic, and I don't like movies like that. But there's this like hand that if you like hold on to and then like say talk to me, there's like a weird creature or demon or whatever from the other side that appears. And then I think if you say like I let you in or something like that, then they can like jump into your body, and these weird things happen to these kids, and it's like a game to them, and it's almost like it's a drug to them. And it was the weirdest thing ever. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, this is scary, and it's kind of crazy that I'm sure like teenage kids are watching this movie and stuff. And it was kind of like them taking a drug, you could say, or doing like a Ouija board type of feel, just kind of not very good things to do, you know. And but it was, if you want a good scare, watch that movie. But if you're not into that, I would not recommend, because like I said, I don't get scared that easily, and this one like really, really scared me.
Okay. Moving on to shows that we've watched recently.
Let's talk about Fallout first.
Okay. Okay. Well, Dallin loved Fallout. It is a TV series based on a video game, but Shelby didn't love it, and I've watched 2 episodes, and I just don't...
I watched like 2.5 episodes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
I thought you watched the whole thing.
No.
Okay, I could not. Dallin says that you have to get to, like, episode 3 or 4.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so maybe we are not qualified to talk about it, but so far I don't love it. It's all right. I just don't feel like watching anymore, so we'll see if we finish that series, but Dallin says it's really good.
I felt the same way. I can see like why it's appealing to people that like video games, because it's very video game-esque, and some people compared it to The Last of Us, and I thought The Last of Us was way better than this series. This one,
I loved Last of Us.
In Fallout, the plot wasn't even that interesting. I didn't think the acting was very good. The gore in it was so cheesy.
Okay, but I feel like we can't talk about the plot, because Dawn says there's a lot of character building first before it gets interesting. So, anyways, so maybe watch Fallout, maybe
if
don't.
If you can't catch us in two episodes, and they're not, like, short episodes either. I don't think that's a very good.
But also, Game of Thrones takes a while.
That's true.
So, anyways. Maybe we need to watch the whole thing before we say anything. Okay, yeah. But you watched Baby Reindeer.
So, the first thing that I want to say about Baby Reindeer is it's based off of a true story. The main guy in it, that's the Baby Reindeer, I can't even remember what his name is. It's his story, so it's him, and that's what happened to him. And I started the first episode, and I was like, wow, this is actually, like, really funny, and we're off to a good start. And then a couple episodes into it, it took a really dark turn, and there's a little bit of abuse and stuff in it, and you start to feel really, really bad for this man. And it's about this woman stalking this man. She calls him the Baby Reindeer because he looks like a baby reindeer. And then you come to find out that she had this little stuffed animal when she was younger, I think, that was a baby reindeer, and he looked like that stuffed animal. So it was kind of a little bit nostalgic for her to, like, just talk to him. And they become really kind of close to each other because he works at a bar, and she comes into the bar and talks to him. She's having a bad day. He gives her, like, a free drink. She doesn't even ever drink the free drinks, but every time she comes in, he gives her a drink on the house, and they just talk. They get to know each other. He is this, like, up-and-coming comedian. He's trying to make it in the comedian world. So that part is actually kind of funny because he's not, like, a great comedian, but he is also kind of funny at the same time because he's not that good. And then the ending made me furious. It was not satisfying for me at all. And if you've watched it, you probably understand. But then I found out that it was a true story, and it was actually him. So that kind of made me feel better about the ending, because this is him speaking out about what happened to him, and he probably will get justice for everything that happened to him. So that made me feel a little bit better about it. Did you start watching So You Think You Can Dance at all?
No. I have not been watching. I just don't... It's not pulling me in this season. I have no desire to watch. I watched up until the top 10, and I don't know, just with all the changes and the fact that they don't do live shows, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
It's always been a political show, too.
Yes. All I have to say about it is it sucks. But I'm still watching it. And I thought that this season was going to get better. I honestly think they let go of so many good dancers at the beginning, and we have strong dancers in the last, are we at top four or top three now? I think we're at top four.
Three. I saw on Instagram. You should watch American Idol instead. The season finale is on Sunday.
So You Think You Can Dance is not, it's just not worth it. Anymore. Not worth it.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it. Okay, moving on.
The last TV series I want to talk about is Tokyo Vice, and this is one that I actually really want you to watch, Emily, at some point. Okay. It's Ainsel Elgort is in it.
Oh.
And this is why I was like, he is Sam Cortland, because he looks like Sam Cortland in Tokyo Vice. Yeah. Like the kind of curly, longish hair, not like long, but like in your face, you know. Mm-hmm. He is our fan cast for Sam Cortland in the Throne of Glass series. Anyway, I think he's really, really good in this series, and there's like random moments where he goes to the club and dances, and it's hilarious. He's actually super funny in those moments. It's based in Tokyo. He is a journalist in Tokyo, and he is kind of like researching about the Yakuza, which is the, and I could totally be saying all of these things wrong, but it's like the gangs in Tokyo, pretty much. So he's researching about those to like make a story about them, and kind of finds out all of this crazy stuff about it. And it's honestly a really, really good series. Like, I highly recommend watching it. You can watch it on, what is it on? Prime. Amazon Prime. It's a good one.
Okay. Moving on.
Mistborn.
To books. Okay, here's some books that we've read recently. Some of these, one of us read. Some of them, both of us read. But one of them I've read recently is Mistborn. It is a series by Brandon Sanderson, fantasy, and I've read the first two books, and I did really, really like them. I'm still deciding if Shelby would like them or not. They are so good. The writing is so good. It is extensive world building. Like, the fantasy world is so amazing, and that's why I liked them, because it's so unique. Like, he's so creative in the world that he's created. However, I am really struggling with the third book. I have it on Audible, and it is slow at the beginning, and it's taken me a few months. So maybe I'll get back to it. I'm taking a break from Mistborn for a minute, but the first two books were super good. Really, really good. I feel like it gives me anime vibes. Like, if anime was turned into a book, like, if it was turned into an adaptation, it would be anime. It's so good.
I want to talk about People Like Her next. So I'm almost halfway through. I'm listening to this one on Audible. It's called People Like Her, and I'm pretty sure it's another psychological thriller. I'm not 100% on what the genre is. There's three point of views. So one of them is the wife, Emmy, mom, wife, and the husband, Dan. And then the third one is this person that we don't know the name of, and she's kind of like their stalker. Emmy is an influencer, and it's kind of interesting, like, hearing about her life and just kind of how she's a little bit fake. And like, everything is kind of perfect, but she has to like make things not look as perfect so she doesn't come off as the perfect mama. And they use that term a lot, like mama. I think it's so funny. And they have British accents, which kind of makes it more fun. And then Dan, the husband, he supports his wife Emmy as an influencer because she makes most of the money for them. But he doesn't love what she does, and he is a writer, but he is kind of a struggling writer. He's very like particular and a little bit OCD, so he'll write a lot and then hate it and just delete it all. So it's taken him kind of a long time to write a book. And then the third point of view is this random person that we don't know. It's kind of like their stalker. We know that like something horrible happened to him, and she kind of wants some revenge or something. So I think that's where the thrill, some of the weirdness is going to come in, is from her. But so far, it's It's pretty good. It's definitely one of those books that I think I enjoy more listening to. If I was reading it, I probably would get a little bit bored. But I am excited to see, like, what happens in the end, because I'm just, like, leading up to the good part at this point. So I haven't finished it yet.
A few other random short books I've read in the past few months. The first one is Normal People. This one makes me laugh so hard because me and some of my girlfriends from high school were like, let's all read the same book together. And someone said, I heard Normal People is really good. Let's all read it. I cannot recommend this book less. It was, I'm not joking. Nothing happened. I kept waiting for something to happen the entire book. Not one single plot point happened. Nothing happened the entire book.
That is so funny.
And then it ended and I was like, what did I just read? And it was just so funny. It was more fun that everyone else also read it and we were all just equally like, what just happened? So I don't recommend that book, nor do I recommend the Hulu adaptation of it. Don't watch that.
There's a movie version?
Yes, there's a Hulu TV series that I watched the entire thing. Oof. And then I told my friends, don't watch it. The next one is A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, which everyone was reading. And it was so overhyped. It's a murder mystery. And I just felt like that was a okay murder mystery for a 14-year-old. Like, it wasn't that great. So, that one was really overhyped.
Am I still going to read it or listen to it? Probably.
There's 4 books in that series. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to read anymore. It was mid. I don't trust anything on Goodreads anymore because A Good Girl's Guide to Murder got 4.33 stars. And it is not that good. Like I said, I would have thought it was an amazing book when I was 14. But there was no depth to it.
Can I talk about one book that I don't have on the list here?
Yeah.
I really, really want you to read this one, Emily. And I do think we could do a whole podcast about this book series. It's the Housemaid book series.
I know. I want to read it.
So there's The Housemaid, The Housemaid Secrets, and then the third book is coming out like sometime this summer, I'm pretty sure. And that book, it's like on the level of Verity. Whoever wrote this book has to be a little bit psychotic. I don't know how the author thought of some of the things in this book, but I really, really enjoyed it. It starts from one point of view, and then it goes, the second part is a different point of view, and you're like, are you kidding me? Like, by the second half, everything just flips, and I really enjoyed that book. I could not put it down. And hopefully we will talk about it a little bit more once we read them. And it's a super quick read. Like, it's short and short chapters. It was a fun one. If you want a thrill, I definitely recommend that book.
Isn't it also a TV series?
I'm not sure.
Pretty sure it is. You should watch it. But I wanna read that book. It's on my to-be-read list. Okay, another book that everybody was reading that was super mid was Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Yeah, it was mid. I'm going to just give a really mild spoiler here. But, so if you don't want it, just skip. But I thought it was so repetitive and uncreative. Because every guy she married, it was the same thing over and over again. It was just like, okay, let's do this for... Let's fake a marriage just to further our careers. That was it. That's the whole plot line. You just read the whole book right there. Mm-hmm. there were some good messages in the book, but that's the only really good thing I had to say about it. I know a lot of people really liked this book, so that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Lots of books that have been overhyped. There was one that you sent me. Neither of us have read it, but I think it was The Cruel Prince. And I'm like so excited to read that one. But there was this girl that made a TikTok that was like, me calling a book talker, Bookstagram, asking why they told me to read this book because it's so boring. And I was like, oh, what?
But also, anything that's, like, viral on the internet that's, like, read this or watch this, half of them or more end up being so mid. Like, I'm watching Maxton Hall right now because it's viral on the internet for the jumping in the pool to save her scene. So I'm like, oh, I want to watch this. Guys, it's not good. I'm going to watch it because sometimes I enjoy it. A bad show. Mm-hmm. You know, like, same reason people watch bad reality television. It's entertaining, but it's not good. So mm-hmm. I don't recommend Maxton Hall. I'm like 4 episodes in, but that's what I'm watching.
That show, I haven't watched any of it, but just from what I've seen, it kind of seems like it's like the vibe of, oh, what is the name of that show? I started watching it, didn't finish it, kind of got uninterested. Something like Living with the Walter Boys or something like that.
Never heard of that.
It kind of went a little bit viral on social media, and then I started it and I was like, this is so bad, but I honestly love those shows just to watch them and kind of hate on them. I think it's fun.
Yeah. Okay. The most recent book that we both read was The Women by Kristen Hannah. And I had this book recommended to me by so many people. They're like, you have to read this. So I listened to it. And then I was like, Shelby, you have to listen to this immediately because I've never cried so much during a book. It is such a good book. And I just have to say that the fact that it's a historical fiction and I enjoyed it so much really speaks volumes about the book because that is not my genre. I don't read historical fiction. History was never my strong subject. I was never good at history. So
same.
I usually don't like historical fictions. This book changed my mind. It is so good. Everybody should read it. It is extremely sad, but the ending is hopeful. I called it emotional whiplash because just so much happens. So much tragedy happens to the main character, but it's her journey of finding hope. What, anything?
I just want to tell our listeners a little bit about it. This book is definitely worth talking about more, so we might have like a whole episode about it, honestly, because there is a lot to talk about and we don't want to go too in depth, but just to get you to kind of read it and a little bit excited about it, like Emily said, it's a historical fiction. It's about the women that served in Vietnam, like as nurses, and then kind of their life after Vietnam and how they were treated. And it gave me this appreciation just for like war in general and everyone that fought in war and that are now. And I just gained that appreciation and it made me understand that time a little bit more. And I think that the 60s and 70s is such a fascinating time period. So it was kind of fun reading about that, but it was extremely heartbreaking. So if you need a good cry and even just a really good book, like I gave it 5 stars. It is a really, really good book. Then read or listen to this book and then maybe we'll talk about it by the time you're done reading it.
Yeah. And one more thing, if you listen to the preface and you're like, that sounds boring. That is what I thought. But I can promise you, the book is not boring. And I just started The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah, same author. So it's very similar. This one's about World War II instead of the Vietnam War. And it takes place in France instead of the U.S. Mm. As far as where the main characters are from. So far, it is really good.
Really?
Yeah, it is really good so far. But I'm not too far in yet. But yeah, read The Women, please. Read The Nightingale. We'll probably do an episode maybe with both those books together. And then currently, we are in our Throne of Glass era. We're doing the tandem read of Empire of Storms and Tower of Dawn. And I'm loving it so far.
Same.
Everything I've seen online makes it seem like Tower of Dawn is super boring and Empire of Storms is the more fun book, but I've actually loved Tower of Dawn. Mm-hmm. I never thought that I would love a book about Kale, but I do.
Same. I was so nervous. It's honestly really intimidating to do the tandem read, but once you get into it, it's super, super fun. It's just like you're reading a giant book. And it'll prepare us for Kingdom of Ash, because that book is Kingdom really big.
Kingdom of Ash.
But yeah, I really like Tower of Dawn, and a lot of people are like, oh, that book's kind of boring, and I am not a fan of Kale, but he's growing on me. I'm starting to like him more, and I think I like that book because there's less point of views, so it's a little bit easier to follow. There are some new characters in there that I'm like, I don't know who you are half of the time, but some of them, they're, you know, when a character comes in and you're like, oh, I don't really need to know about them, they're probably just a side character, and then they're in it more and you're like, crap, I probably should have paid attention to who they are and who their family is, but it's okay. And then Empire of Storms obviously is great. They're both really good books, and it's an enjoyable read. So I don't know about you, Emily, but I would recommend doing the tandem read for anyone that is currently in their Throne of Glass era.
Yes.
Love you guys.
That concludes our recent reads and watches. Please let us know what we should watch and read and talk about. Follow us on Instagram at eb.pod.
Like and subscribe. If you could...
Wait, let's harmonize. Ready?
Like and subscribe. Wow, we're so good. We should become singers. Let's go on American Idol.
Yep.
Anyway, if you enjoyed this episode... If you enjoyed this episode, nobody will get that inside joke unless you've listened to all of our episodes. If you enjoyed this one, moving on, post about it. Tell people about it. Post on your story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for listening.
And if you're Amazon Prime or Hulu or Netflix, and you want to sponsor us, just shoot us a message and we'll negotiate for sure.
We should write reviews for movies and books. We could write some good reviews, I think.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
Bye.